always good to talk to this young lady with Ms. Shelby Hazlett up at Shadron State. Little did I know until I saw a picture from her dad on a Facebook post that this young lady is running some track and field. She did it back in her high school days, and of course was very good at it, but we've known, of course, volleyball, Shelby, but I think maybe you and I did talk a little bit about this back in the day that you might try it again, and by gosh, you just got that track and field fever again, didn't you?
I did. I don't know what came over me, but I was just not ready to be done competing yet. So,
well, that's terrific. And by the way, coming off volleyball, I mean, gosh, you have a little. Did you kind of figure on right after volleyball, or did you make the decision kind of during the season? Hey, I'm gonna try track and field again.
Yeah, I kind of had my mind made up before volleyball started, but you know, after season was over, I was just like, yeah, I think I'm gonna give it a go and see how I do, because I just wasn't ready, you know, to just sit in the house all day and not really have much to do. I was still wanting to move around and be active. And so I was like, you know what, might as well do it. It's my senior year and just going to go out and have fun with it.
So before we talk more track and field, did you feel pretty good about your volleyball year, your last one there at Shadron State?
Yeah, I did. Towards the end of the season, I had some health issues that kind of held me back a little bit, but I felt good about, you know, the numbers I put up and how our team did. I think that we ended on a pretty high note. And so I think that I was glad that I did come here and finish my last season out with the Eagles. And yeah, it was a great season. I think that I'm very happy with how it ended. So
now let's talk a little track and field. You had a chance to compete, I do believe, for most of the indoor season, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I ran four times. He had me competing in the 60 hurdles, and, you know, it was a little scary at first because I haven't ran hurdles in 4 years, but I think just going in and putting the work in every single day, I could see some improvement, and the second meet of the year was when I ran my best time, and then the third meet was a little rough, but I think that just going in and putting the work in every single day and, you know, getting back that three-step rhythm, it really helped me, and so now I'm excited to go outdoor and run some 400 hurdles and then possibly 100 hurdle this weekend. We'll see what we're feeling. But yeah, it was a little scary at the start, but I'm starting to get back into the groove of things.
How'd your body adjust? Because, you know, I've noticed over the years talking to athletes that going from one sport, maybe like a basketball season to a track season, you can be through the whole basketball season unscathed and injury free. You get to track, and there's more pulled muscles and stuff like that. So did your body kind of react in a good way of, you know, hey, I've done this before, I can do it again?
Yeah, I think after this weekend, definitely, like, looking back at my times in high school, I'm definitely right there. And at the start of the season, I was like, I don't know if I'll be anywhere close to where I was. But I think just like being in that volleyball shape still kind of helped me push through that. My lungs are still trying to adjust, but I think that for the most part, my body feels pretty good about it. So,
and the 400-meter hurdles, wow, because in the high school, of course, the 300-meter hurdles, add another 100 meters on top of that. It's a complete lap of running hurdles. That's boy, just watching it, it's quite the race. It takes a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a very big mental battle. You just have to tell yourself, you know, oh, I'm three hurdles in, I've got seven more. But in Iowa, actually, we do run the 400 hurdles, so I did have that under my belt. But also, that was 4 years ago, so I have to keep that into consideration, too. But yeah, it's a mental battle the whole way around, you know. I get to that 200-meter mark, and I'm, like, dying, and it's like, geez, that's only half the race. I still got another 200 meters to go. But, you know, once you get done running it, I say it every time, I don't know why, but it's just how I cope. But I get done with the race and I lay down in the grass and I'm like, geez, I could go run another one of those. But yeah, you definitely get a runner's high after the end of the race. So
any chance they maybe, would you like to be on a relay, a 4x1 or a 4x4 if they needed you to, or do you really want to get on that one?
I mean, it's possible. I did run it a couple times in high school. I guess I'd have to get into a little bit better shape for that, but he did talk to me about possibly running an 800 too, just to get in better shape for the 400 hurdles. So I'm just willing to do whatever he needs me to do, because I mean, why not, you know? But yeah, So I'm excited to see what else he has planned for me.
All right, so the season goes fast, as you well know. It's those track seasons, indoor season just flies by, and the outdoor season, before you know it, it's May, and it's the end. So we hope you do well, no question. It's going to be kind of fun. And then it's graduation time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't graduate until next winter. They kind of messed up my credits when I transferred here. But, yeah, I only have, like, 3 or 4 more classes to take after this semester, so... But it's actually kind of nice because Aspen will graduate this spring, so my parents won't have to, you know, try to plan for 2 graduations. So we'll see. But
that will help, no question about it. But your athletic eligibility, your volleyball eligibility, you don't have any more of that, do you?
No, since they didn't pass that 5th-year rule, then I don't get to. But it sounds like, from what my dad was saying, if I wanted to, I could come back for another year of track with how the eligibility works for that. But, yeah, volleyball-wise, I don't have any more eligibility.
So, something to think about. Hey, if you want to enjoy the track, come back. You take some more classes and get after it. Probably go a whole full year, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could if I wanted to. We'll see how the end of this season goes.
Right.
But, yeah, that's always a possibility. So.
What's your plans on this summer, then?
I'm not sure yet. I have a couple options up in the air. I might move to Lincoln with Cinnamon because that's where she's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Might move back home and work. Might try somewhere new. I'm not sure yet. Just trying to figure things out right now. But, I mean, I say I have a month and a half, 2 months to figure it out, but it does sneak up on you. Like you said, the spring season feels like it flies by way faster than anything else.